Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning, on the line, we've got Dr. Cristiano Bellavitis, who is a senior lecturer in management and international business. He's also the portfolio manager at Integer Investments. How are you, Cristiano?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, thank you for chatting to us this morning. We're talking to you about stock markets, which is something that is honestly incredibly mysterious to me, and it might be to some listeners as well. So can you give us a little bit of a brief overview of what your specific area of research is around?
Yes, of course. So I do research on the stock market through my company. And so we are an asset management company. And so we basically invest in markets. So we invest in stocks, currencies, options, more or less any asset in the stock market, as well as in real estate. And then at the same time, as you mentioned, I'm a senior lecturer at the university. And within that role, I do research on entrepreneurial finance. In other words, funding for startups.
Okay, so this is kind of a very stressful time for lots of businesses and lots of people, obviously, economically. But for small companies like startups, this could be a really devastating time. What's some of your thoughts around how we're seeing the stock market affected by COVID-19 and also some possible outcomes we could see through this situation?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, of course, this situation is very negative, both for companies as well as people. And, of course, this is reflected in the stock market. At the moment, markets around the world has lost approximately 30 to 50% of what they had before the crisis, so in approximately a month. And this has been the fastest crash in the stock market ever. It has taken, I think, only 15 days to lose 20%. So this is bigger than previous crises, including the Great Depression. And this is because it is the first time in history in which we have the pretty much a good portion of the world which is not working anymore. And this obviously applies to New Zealand. For the next 4 weeks, we can't go out. Shops are closed, restaurants are closed. And so this is a very stressful situation financially for companies. And a lot of companies arrive to this point with a lot of debt. And so if you don't do business for now a month, but it could obviously be longer, right? Because the virus spreads, moves back and forth. If you need to stay 3 months without much business, a lot of companies will have problems paying back their debts, as well as their employees, supplies, and so on. And so at the moment, the situation is obviously very dynamic because we don't know what's going to happen in terms of virus. And New Zealand, I think, is generally well insulated because we are very far from everyone else. We are an island. And I think this quarantine or lockdown will probably be very helpful to improve the medical situation and maybe life will go back to normal. But if you're in Europe or in the United States, I mean, there's hundreds of millions of people moving around. How can you stop it very quickly? And so the idea is if this lasts for 3 months or 6 months, companies will be in serious trouble. And so the stock market reflects that.
And so what are some ways that we can help, or that governments and councils and banks as well can help, I guess, alleviate this crisis?
So the governments all around the world, including New Zealand, are implementing a lot of measures, especially the UK, for example, has launched a program which is worth approximately $400 billion, and that's 15% of GDP. New Zealand is also doing a big package. I think a couple of days ago was $12 billion, which is 3% of GDP, but I think they are increasing it. The US is also launching $2 trillion. 10% of GDP. So governments are pushing a lot of money into the system. And mostly what they are doing there either trying to help industries that are directly affected. For example, New Zealand is looking at the tourism industry. Of course, if there's no flights, there's no tourism, right? So how can you survive as a tourism company? So they're directly targeting this. In other countries, such as US and the UK, the governments are basically paying everyone. So everyone in UK or US is getting a salary out of the government. And so this obviously will help to give money to people. But at the same time, you want people to spend the money, because if people are afraid, they will just keep the cash and say, well, let's be safe and maybe we'll use it in the future if needed. And so the other side, people spending, is a little harder to implement. But at the moment, governments are doing a lot to give some sort of confidence and at least some money in the bank for people to spend.
Well, it's certainly going to be a very interesting time for creative solutions for these problems. And it's going to be a big topic, I'm sure, that we keep hearing about for the next foreseeable while. We really appreciate your time this morning, Dr. Cristiano Bellavitis. It's been a pleasure to chat to you. Thank you so much for speaking to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university. It's